Every week, we check in with the good people at America's Test Kitchen for some hands-on info and advice for making our cooking and eating better. This week, it's the last word on slow cookers. Our managing producer, Sally Swift, sat down with Lisa McManus, ATK's queen of equipment testing.
Hey, Lisa, how are you?
I'm great. Glad to be here.
So you wrote something about slow cookers that I must read aloud because I think you have just captured the fantasy. You wrote, "A slow cooker promises to be a little fantasy grandmother who sits in the kitchen all day cooking for you." That's pretty perfect.
That's pretty true. I think that's what people really want from their slow cooker.
It's the expectation, but alas, it is not always the case.
Yeah, unfortunately not. I mean, if you have the wrong slow cooker or, you know, maybe not the greatest recipe, you can put stuff in there, but it doesn't really come out the way you were hoping.
So tell us what we should be thinking about when we're going to buy a slow cooker.
Well, now we've tested them a number of times, and I just recently updated this with all new models. And basically, what we know we like is a good size capacity of at least 6 quarts.
So bigger is better.
A little bit bigger is better, yeah, because you want to be able to fit a whole recipe in there, and leftovers are great, and 6 quarts is about the right size.
Okay.
And we also like an oval cooker because you can fit larger roasts and things without crowding. And we really like having a glass lid. Believe it or not, there are some that don't have glass lids. You can't really see what's going on in there. And then you're tempted to open it. And every time you open it, you're really losing a lot of heat and slowing down the whole process.
Okay, well, those all make sense. The problem with slow cookers is erratic heat, correct? Is that still the case?
Yeah. One of the things that we found in the past is there'll be hot spots or worse, you know, they just keep heating up until they're boiling. And they boil the heck out of your food, and it's pretty flavorless at the end of the day.
So you took some apart, I heard.
Yes, we tested 8 different models, and I bought a full set of them that I was just going to dismantle. You know, right? Or just take them apart. But I really wanted to know, like, why are these different? Because from the outside, they all look kind of similar.
And how do they heat?
Well, the most basic one is a sort of a metal housing on the outside, a ceramic pot that goes inside, a lid on the top. And inside that metal housing, it's usually hollow, but it has one thing in it, which is like a belt that goes around the lower third of the cooker. And that's what's inside your toaster. You know, when you look down your toaster, you see those little glowing wires.
Mm-hmm.
That's wrapped around this belt all the way around the cooker inside that housing. So those are the classic slow cookers with a ceramic insert, mm-hmm. but we found another type. They have a metal insert, which is thin and lightweight. And instead of having that belt of wires that goes around it and heats it up gently from the outside, it sits on a metal hot plate.
Hmm.
And those cooked, understandably, a lot faster. And so what we kept finding in those cases is that we had to really check early. But people like them who can't wrestle with a giant ceramic pot. You know, some of those are like 8 pounds and
wow.
Empty.
You know, there are so many with so many settings on it that I don't want to touch it because I have to get out a manual every time I'm going to use my slow cooker. Did you take that into consideration?
We did. A bunch of them were a pain because there's so many buttons and it wasn't a logical mm-hmm. layout on the display. And you'd be thinking, okay, is it on?
Right.
And that's a terrible feeling because we've had ones in the kitchen where you think you've set it. You come back at 4 hours later and nothing
has
happened.
There is no dinner.
Yeah, right. You go off for the day to work thinking, yay, I'm going to have a nice hot dinner. And there's nothing. And you've got spoiled food you have to throw out. And our winner, every time people got to that one, they were like, oh, look at that. Bing, 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 on. And it starts counting down right away. So you can see that it's on.
So which one was the winner?
Our winner was the KitchenAid 6-quart slow cooker with a glass lid. It's about $99. It holds 6 quarts. And here's the other thing. A lot of them that say they're 6 quarts, when we measure the actual capacity, you know, you can't fill it right up to the top. Some of these were 6 quarts. If you filled them right up to the rim and then don't move because something's going to go.
Right.
There was one more that I have to tell you about. It was a smart slow cooker. And
uh-oh.
It used, yeah. It used an app on your phone to control it. And we thought, oh, yay, this is the future. Except it was ridiculous. You had to have the app to see anything. You couldn't walk by and say, oh, I've got 3 hours to go. You had to fire up your phone and check it. And then sometimes it would sort of jump around and you'd think, oh, darn, I just turned it off, you know? That's that was not funny. A good feeling.
We want a grandmother in the kitchen in that case.
Yeah, you want your grandma there. You know she's going to be there making your dinner. That's what you want. And our winner really gave that to us.
That's great. So I know you guys are constantly fooling around in the test kitchen. What are some of the more unusual things that you figured out to make in a slow cooker?
We have been able to make the most amazing monkey bread in the slow cooker. It acts as a proofing box, and then it fully cooks the dough. So we take advantage of that warm, moist heat. It's amazing. I mean, this is actually a recipe that's going to be coming out in our new cookbook this fall called The Complete Slow Cooker. And word is already out in the test kitchen. This is good stuff. We also make pad thai in the slow cooker. We braise the pork, and then we use the liquid to cook the noodles. We've made paella. Where we're layering the rice with the chicken and the sausage, and it gives you this amazing dish at the end of the day. So we can really do a lot of crazy but delicious things in there.
Who needs a grandmother?
Right, she's been replaced, sadly.
She's been replaced. She's off the hook. Hey, Lisa, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Lisa McManus is the executive editor of Equipment Testing and Ingredient Tastings at America's Test Kitchen. You can get the details on their slow cooker tests and a recipe for slow cooker Memphis-style wet ribs at splendidtable.org.